Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
2016 is a presidential election year. That means all across the country, candidates for every office, from lowest to highest, will be lining up. Already, men and women have announced that they'll run for president. At the local level, Montanans are casting a critical eye on the workings of our recent legislative session and thinking, maybe I could help make that better. Perhaps someone in your area is thinking of running for the legislature right now. Perhaps you know one of them. Perhaps you are one of them. If so, I want to encourage you. Public service is a noble tradition in our country. Our constitutional form of citizen self-government could not function without citizens willing to do the governing. With the attack ads, the mudslinging, and the constant fundraising, some say politics has become too dirty a business. The prevailing opinion is that our best citizens choose not to run because they can't subject themselves and their families to the character assassination that goes on with running for office. If that's true, then America faces a rocky road. If the best of us will not lead, then we must face the prospect of leadership that's less than ideal. I encourage you to be part of the solution. If you're a regular listener to this broadcast, you're already on the path to active citizenship. The next step is a hard one, but worth it. Graduate from learning what your legislators are doing to actually being one of them. But even as I pray that you'll consider public office, I must be honest. It's a noble calling, but it's hard work. Legislators earn little money, travel extensively, and spend countless unpaid hours off the clock serving their constituents, serving you. While I do not believe that the vitriol of modern campaigns will keep the next generation of leaders away from politics, I do believe that the vitriol has become greater over time. If you believe in Judeo-Christian values and the family is the bedrock of modern society, then you will be opposed. If you do run, people who oppose everything from school choice to religious freedom will do everything in their power to keep you from winning, and the things that they say about you won't be kind. Many Americans know the famous words that conclude the Declaration of Independence. We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. It's easy to misunderstand the third one. Our founding fathers set out to serve the people. In response, they were called liars, rebels, traitors, and worse. The anonymous campaign flyers of their day mocked their domestic affairs and questioned their morality. And yet, they served anyway, despite all efforts to tarnish their reputations. They believed in their goal strongly enough to place at risk not only their honor, but also their lives. So when we think that politics has become too caustic and abrasive for good men to serve, remember that the best of men served when politics was even more caustic and abrasive. I hope you'll give some thought to following in their footsteps. There's a long line of Americans who have placed their honor at risk in the hope of serving their country. If you believe in God and His design for families, then there's a place in that line for you. I believe that America's golden era is not behind us. I believe that our best men and women will still come forward to serve, and I firmly believe that you can be a part of that legacy. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.